Same-sex couples can get married legally in Washington starting December 9th. That day also marks a turning point for one Spokane minister. Todd Eckloff made a vow in 2004, the year 11 states, including Oregon and Kentucky, passed constitutional amendments against gay marriage. He vowed to stop performing any marriages.
My name is Todd Eckloff. I'm the minister at the Unitarian Universalist Church of Spokane. In 2004, I was living in Louisville, Kentucky. It was just days after the general election and this state law was passed in Kentucky. Quite honestly, it made me angry. I was angry. That following Sunday, I knew I had to address the issue to my congregation, and I got up and said, look, I can't marry anyone until I'm free to marry everyone equally, including gays and lesbians. At the time, I was actually working two jobs, meaning that I largely supported my own ministry. And about a week after this stance made the local news headlines, both the supervisor and the CEO of the company called me into a meeting and effectively reprimanded and demoted me, and within 2 months I was fired. I have to say I've stuck with this decision through thick and thin. I have missed performing weddings during the past decade for a lot of reasons. It's a joy to be able to participate in a ritual that is so meaningful for a couple. It's very special. Now, since the state law was passed in Washington, I can perform weddings again. That's what it means to me, is that I'm now free to practice my faith in my church and in my community.
That was the Reverend Todd Eckloff of the Unitarian Universalist Church in Spokane. Eckloff adds a couple in his congregation has already asked him to officiate their wedding after Washington's law takes effect December 9th. Eckloff says from now on, he knows he won't always be saying, "I now pronounce you husband and wife."